Listen, church, we have so much to do. The work of God requires our heart. The work of God requires your heart. Because God does not speak to ears. God does not speak to ears. God speaks to hearts. And too long, we've been trying to hear God with our ears. We look for outward expressions, but I'm going to show you this morning what God has to say to us. God wants to talk to hearts. He said, rend your heart, tear your hearts. Don't tear your garment. Tear your hearts. Break it open before me that I can put something in there. That I can put something in there. So I'm going to name this message, Cut the Fluff. Cut the Fluff. Let me tell you what some of the fluff is. Coming to church on Sunday is a fluff. Meaning, you're coming and you're leaving the same. You're coming and you're leaving the same. You're getting up in the morning and you're reading your Bible religiously. That's a fluff. You're not reading it from a standpoint of relationship. You're reading it from a standpoint of religion. You're waking up and you're saying your prayers religiously. You're not coming to God as your father, as your friend, as your help, as your joy, as your peace, as your existence, as your breath, as your only hope, as your only trust. No, you're coming and you're saying, I did my prayers. You're getting up and you're putting on Caleb because it's the religious thing to do. You're putting on Alexa. You say, Alexa, put on worship songs in the morning for me so I can feel a certain way. And worse yet, some of us don't even read the Bible. We listen to the word, which is great. Nice, nice, nice. But we're doing it all religiously just to make us feel comfy and make us feel satisfied. We treat the things of God as a pillow where if it's not comfortable enough, you take it out and you get another pillow. Since when was God supposed to make us comfortable? I thought God was supposed to cut away at our flesh. I thought the Spirit of God was supposed to trim and cut and mold and fashion. Do you know molding is not easy? I don't know how many of us ever visited a woodworking shop, but they bring in a plank. And then they start to work on the plank. They have an idea of what they want the plank to look like. So let me give you a scripture. The Bible tells us we ought to conform to the image of Christ. Hence, when you get saved, you didn't look like Christ. But God wants you to look like Christ. So he's going to now cut away, chip away, mold, shape, so that your heart can be conditioned and you can now have and look like Christ. Listen, church is the best place you can be. Church is the best place to be. But when you come to church, don't come to church for 2 hours. Say, God, make me your church. Say, God, make me. Take this chair. Say, God, make me your church. Because God says, I am building my church. I am building my church. And let's look where the church started. Let's go. Acts chapter 1. Jesus died, buried, resurrected. Verse 1 says, Acts 1:1. The former accounts I made, O Theophilus, of all, of what? All that Jesus began both to do and teach. That was Luke, the former account. That was the book of Luke, the former account. Now this is the current account. Until the day in which he was taken up. He was what? After he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostle whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many. Somebody say many. Infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to what? The kingdom of God. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise. We thank you for this word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll just breathe upon it. You'll just move on this word. Fill our hearts, fill our minds. Saturate us now with your word, with your power, with your fire. In the name of Jesus, let truth spring up. Let truth come alive. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. What I want us to see here, it says, after he threw the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostle whom he had chosen. God gave them commandments, but the commandments were not given to flesh. The commandments were given to them by whom? By the Holy Spirit. He was with them. He was communicating with them. But he was speaking to them through the Holy Spirit. I for 1 minute, when I saw this scripture, I'm like, God, what are you trying to say? God is trying to say to his church, I want to talk to you through my spirit. Because if you read the word and you have no spirit, or you have limited the spirit, you will not receive the fullness of what I'm trying to say to you. Jesus could not have spoken to them verbally concerning these matters, because what was to come was of the spirit. What was to come was of the spirit. You got to stay with me today. You got to zone in. Today is one day you can't think of food at home. Today is one day you can't think that you're going to the mall after church, because you're going to miss what I'm trying to say to you, right? So I want you to pray and ask God to help you to understand what I'm going to say to you. Jesus, in the book of John, he breathed on them and he said, receive the Spirit. Receive the Holy Ghost. So hence, they were Spirit-filled. Mark that. They were what? Spirit filled. So now, who knows that God can do exceedingly abundantly above we could ask, think, or imagine. So just the way God speaks to your heart and to my heart today was the same way he gave them the instruction through the Holy Spirit. Because what he was talking to them about was spiritual matters. He said, I want you to wait in Jerusalem for the promise. He had to have communicated that into their spirit. Just like he said to Peter, Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal to you that I am the Christ, but the Spirit of God himself revealed it to you. Same way now, he was talking to the same Peter and the 11, or rather the 10, because it was 11 of them, and other followers and disciples. He said to them, listen, what is yet to come is greater than what you have seen. How can I tell you that? How can that be true? Jesus says, greater things you will do because I go to the Father. I'm going to say it again. Greater things you will do because I go to the Father. And we are products of the greater thing, because had the apostles not received it in their spirit, they could not have waited in faith to receive the promise. Think of a pastor, eh? God tells a man or a woman of God, he says, go and start a church. Do you know that that is not a natural thing? That has to be communicated in the spirit. God births it in your spirit. And then now he gives you the grace or the power. Just like you get saved. What he does, he births you in the spirit. And then you're able to live out in the natural. So Jesus spoke to them through the channels of the Holy Ghost. He did not speak to them through the channel. Maybe it was communicated verbally, but their ear, their spiritual ear, heard it. And because their spiritual ear heard it, it was written on their hearts. He that hath an ear. Hello? Most people have two ears. Why is it you need an ear? If you have two ears, why does the scripture says he that hath an ear? He was saying, he that has the ear of spirit. Oh, God. He that hath the ear of the spirit. Too many times, we want to look at church with physical eyes. We want to follow instructions by physical ears, but your heart is not receiving it. You wonder why there is no life change. It's because your spiritual ear has not been awakening to receive, so that your heart can be changed. Because unless your spiritual ears are open, your heart can never receive anything. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That is only heard by the spirit man. Stop trying to live your Christian life by your own strength. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, what kind of minded now? You need to be what? Touch two people and say, spiritually minded. You need to be spiritually minded to live as a child of God. Because God will be communicating to you how? Spiritually. God, Jesus met the woman at the well. He said to her, listen to me, woman. I know you're the hot girl in town. You had five different men, and the one you're with right now ain't yours. Jesus did not go to the temple and find an intercessor and tell her that. He found someone who knew what it is to live in the gutters of life. He went and he found someone who may have been a reject in society. She was not sitting at the city gates. No, she was hiding and going to the well when no one was there, when the sun was hot. Can you imagine hiding in bright daylight? She was hiding in daylight, bright daylight, because at that time, no one is at the well. So she's trying to make her way to the well where no one would see her. But I want to tell you, we can't hide from the presence of God. God is going to find us wherever we are. He is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God. He will find you wherever you are. But that's just one part of the story. He told her, he said, "Woman, you've been worshiping in these mountains. Your father been worshiping in these mountains. But you don't even know what you worship. For salvation is of the Jews." He said, the promise that came to the Jews is how you get saved. Salvation is only true Jehovah God. Only he can redeem. Because only he created. Only he breathed the breath of life and made man a living soul. He started it and he's able to fix it and he's able to end it. So he said to her, he said, "The hour cometh, the hour cometh." Did Jesus come into your heart? I want Jesus to be my hour. The hour cometh, and now is the time, when you shall neither worship in this mountain, that mountain, but you will worship the Father in what? Spirit and in truth. God is not looking for worship. God is not looking for worship. God is looking for your spirit by his spirit to cry, "Abba, Father." God is looking for your spirit by his spirit to operate in the earth. God is looking for you by your spirit, by his spirit, to give him all the glory and give him all the praise and give him all the adoration. When David danced before the ark, he was not dancing from a place of flesh, because Michael, his wife, from a place of flesh, cursed him. But he was saying, "If you would only know what this temple means to me, because without the ark of God, there is no hope for Israel. There is no hope for the people of God. There is no joy. There is no peace. There is no comfort. There is nothing. In the ark is all that we need. So I'm going to dance." That was spirit talk. Because if he was in his flesh, he would have said, "Sorry, wife." Because after how she shamed him and told him how it is the king of Israel can carry on the way he did in front of all the maidens of Israel, he would have said, "Sorry." But when you're convinced and you know that you know, when your spirit cries out to God, it doesn't matter the opposition that you face. The Bible says that you be receive the power to become. You receive power to become. And once you become, you cannot be undone. Because you became an eternal thing. Because he said, "He that had the Son had life." And now we know that we have eternal life. So now it cannot be done, because you are born of the Spirit. You are born of what? Good. So he spoke to them through the Spirit. And God is speaking to your spirit this morning. God is speaking to your spirit this morning. Are you ever conscious that God speaks to us? I want to encourage you, church, when you say your prayers. Rather, when you pray, don't say prayers. Saying prayers is our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That you don't even know. It didn't flow to your heart, it flowed to your tongue. But Jesus said, these people worship me with their tongues, but their hearts are far from me. That's fluff. Cut the fluff. Cut it. God is looking for some heart connections. God is looking for a heart connection. He said, they that worship me must worship me in what? Spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. Now let me show you some flesh talk now. Let's look at some flesh talk. So Jesus gave them instructions in the spirit. All right. And being, verse 4, and being assembled together with them, who was he assembled with? The disciples, right? He commanded them not to depart Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Have you heard anything from Jesus? For John truly baptized with water, but what here? But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had heard, they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And look what he said to them. Remember, Jesus is telling them through the Spirit, talking to their spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and he said to them, wait in Jerusalem, get power. Now look how the carnal mind works. This is the carnal mind now. The carnal mind chips in and tries to sway you from what God is saying to you. That's why you have to renew your mind and have the mind of the Spirit. Have the mind of Christ. Live after the Spirit. Hunger for the things of the Spirit. Yearn for the things, meaning that is deep, deep longing. So that your longing for the Spirit will outweigh the longing of the mind and the flesh. Look what they said to him. Therefore, when they had come together, they said, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of heaven, of Israel? Jesus just told them the thing that the prophet Joel wrote about maybe a little less than 400 years prior. He said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will dream. Your old men will dream dreams. Young men is going to get vision upon my handmaidens. So Jesus said them, what was promised is about to come. Immediately, the flesh rose up. The flesh said, okay, that's in the spirit. We want to see something with our eyes. When will you restore the kingdom? Jesus turned to them and said, look what Jesus shut them down right away. He said, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own hands. Two words there. Time is chronos. Season is kairos. Chronos, kairos. Chronos, kairos. Remember these two words. Sometimes we get so worried and jacked up trying to predict what God is about to do and how God is going to move and when he's going to move. God is looking for people that will receive instruction in the Spirit and continue to be faithful, continue to praise, continue to worship, continue to adore, continue to preach, continue to lay hands, continue to speak to evil spirits. Use what God has given to you. Cut the fluff. We want to know everything. when the Lord said to you, but lo, I am with you always. Ephesians says, you are seated in heavenly places with Christ. You see what it is? We never take time. The psalm says, your laws have satisfied me. I am satisfied by your word. Psalm 119, David cries out. He says, fill my heart with your law. Fill my heart with your truth. Swell my heart with your word. You see why David could have said, and cast me not away from your presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Because in that time, they had periodic visitations. So let me never hear the church sing that song or declare that over your life. Because the Spirit of God is not taken from the believer today. At that time, there was no promise fulfilled. There was just a promise, but there was no fulfillment. Now, we are living in the fulfillment. We have the Holy Ghost. God has poured His Spirit. And every day, every moment, He continues to pour. He continues to release. You have access into the kingdom of God. You have access by the Holy Ghost. So David would say, take not thy Holy Ghost, because I realize how lonely I am without your Spirit. I realize how discomforted, how anxious I become. How lonely I become. I'm in a room full with people, but I'm still lonely. And all I can see are my enemies. When truth is removed from you, all you see are the lies of the devil. The lies become brighter. The lies become clearer. The lies become evident. But when truth enters, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. That greater is He that is in me. More are they that are with me. One can chase 1,000. 2 shall put 10,000 to flight. If you shall 2 shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done by my Father which is in heaven. Times and season in the hand of God. Times and seasons are in the hand of God. And if you want a preview, maybe, you see, in this moment here, God didn't want them to get worried with the fluff. This would have distracted them concerning fulfilling the Great Commission. If they had paid attention to what would happen to Israel at that time, they would have been looking to the end. And they would not have ran with the gospel. They would not have run with the fullness that God had poured out upon them. You know you can be Spirit-filled and still do nothing? Because what? Your focus is on everything besides what God has spoken to you. Or maybe you clogged your ears. You know you can clog your ears if you don't want to hear what someone is saying you do. You know some little kids, the moment you say, yeah, anyone ever saw a child do that? Yeah, kids do the darnest thing, right? Yeah, they clog their ears because they don't want to hear. Sometimes God is talking to us, but the ear that He has given to us, we shut it down. Shut it down. So I want the church to begin doing something. Understand that times and seasons are in God's hand. You are a part of time and seasons. Hello? You are a part of times and seasons. You're living in time, isn't that true? Yeah. Guess what? That means if times and seasons are in His hand, whose hands are you? You are held by Almighty God. You are preserved by Almighty God. So now you got to believe 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power." Of what? Power. So now you're going to walk out your life with some power, with some authority. When you navigate your days and you handle your business, you're walking with confidence. You're walking with authority. You know when somebody walk in a room and they know what they're about, they walk a certain way. You ever know when the judge show up at the chair, he don't come in shamefaced, like, what's going to happen today? No, when the judge comes out the room at the back, he steps out with his black robe. You know the judge is in the room. You know why? Because the man says, "All rise." He walks into the room with authority. And that is how God wants us to operate. For God has not given you a spirit of fear. When you operate in fear, you're operating in weakness. God is strong. God is all powerful. God is all able. But yet we operate as if he's not capable. And as if he's not able. Paul said to Timothy, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." Meaning you have a disciplined mind. Your mind has been conformed to Christ, so your mind functions the way it should. Your mind functions the way it should because it has been conformed to who? Christ. So now your mind is able to fulfill its capacity. Prior to it being conformed, it was tossed around. But now your mind has been conformed, so now it is operating on God's level. The devil thought that he could have eat you up, chew you up, and spit you out. But then God showed up and renewed your mind. The devil thought that he would have deceived you and have you living weak and living below the standard that God had for you. But God showed up and strengthened you. So now you have to walk out in the authority of the Holy Spirit. Stop trying to live life on your own. Tell somebody Jesus has a gift for you. Tell him the Father has a gift for you. The times and seasons are in his hand. And watch here. But you, this is what he wants you to focus on, church. This is where your breakthrough comes. This is where your liberation comes. This is where you begin to scale mountains. I'll say that again. You'll begin to scale mountains. You'll begin to scale mountains. If the promise was not necessary, God would not have given it. If the promise was not necessary, the Father would not have provided it. Look what it says. But Jesus said to them in verse 8, "But you shall receive power." So don't beat yourself out about times and seasons. Don't, no matter who's in the White House, don't beat yourself up. You keep praising God. It doesn't matter where they try to put the gas price, God will sustain us in famine. And God will cause you to come out with a hundredfold in famine. Your barns will not go down. Your vats will not stop flowing. Your cupboards will not run dry because your Father owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Nothing shall be too hard for God. You know, we got to begin believing God for miracles, eh? Miracles. He said we're going to have vineyards we didn't plant, houses we didn't even build. Does anyone ever declare those things over your life? Oh, we don't read that part of the Bible. We only read the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. You understand what that says? The Lord is your shepherd, the great King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Rock of Ages, the one that spoke and flung every star into every galaxy. That is your Father and your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. So the next time you read that, you're not going to read the Lord. You'll say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Why? Because he has all that I need. He has all that I need. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Now, can I tell you, until you're baptized, you will not receive this power. Until you are spirit baptized. Because he said to them, go back to verse 5, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. So he's speaking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. He was speaking to them in the spirit. That means that they were spirit filled. But they were not spirit baptized. To be baptized in something is to be what? Immersed into that thing. Right? Immersed, submerged, you're overtaken, you're consumed, you are driven by the Spirit. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, Judah, and Samaria, and to the ends of the world. We see that happen in Acts chapter 2, where the Holy Spirit descended with a boom. Acts chapter 2, it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and the room was filled. The what? Is the rooms of your heart filled? Are the rooms of your heart filled with the Holy Spirit? We have the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. I'll say that again. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God the Father. The Holy Spirit is the same Spirit that lived in Jesus when he was on earth. When he got baptized in the water, what happened? And the Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove. And what happened after that? Activation happened. If Jesus, the Messiah, the Word of God, the eternal Word of God, needed the Spirit to operate in the earth. Because remember, Jesus was not just only teaching and preaching, but he was demonstrating. Jesus was what? Demonstrating the kingdom. He was demonstrating the kingdom. In order for you and I to demonstrate the kingdom, we need this empowerment. John truly baptized you with water, but one is coming who is greater. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. So that when you pray now with the Spirit's power, it will be able to burn things off of the lives of people. When you lay hands on the sick, diseases are going to get burned up. Sickness are going to be burned up. The demons got to run because who? The greater is in you working through you. They got to run. But the only way it happens is through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need to walk by the Spirit. The Bible says, walk by the Spirit that you will not fulfill the lust or the desires of the flesh. I want to tell you, if you're struggling with your flesh, if you're struggling with something, it might be something what we call simple as lie, but God hates lies. The Bible says a lying tongue is an abomination. There's few times in the Word of God where God uses abomination, right? He said lying lips are an abomination. But sometimes we are so, not sometimes, the world is so deceived where lying is a normal thing. Lying is a standard in the world. Do what you got to do to get out of it. Say what you got to say to get what you want. Those are our code for lying. Deceive. Do what you got to do. Feel free to deceive. Who is the deceiver? The devil is the deceiver. Who is the father of lies? The devil is the father of lies. So the next time you go to lie, or you go to try to sidestep someone with your lips, let me put it that way if you don't want to hear I'm saying you're lying. Who are you operating with? The father of lies. So, if you're having a struggle, and you're saying, Pastor, I can't get over it, I want to tell you today, it is time to open up and say, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me, empower me. Because the Word of God says, you shall receive power. The power to become a believer and to operate as a believer comes through the Spirit of God. It is not through salvation. It is not through salvation. Salvation is the beginning of a thing. I say that again. Salvation is the beginning of a thing. It's the beginning of you coming into the kingdom of God. But today, God wants to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to just lift your hands. I'm going to pray for you this morning. Kando rosa keta basha mandoka. E kando roba de kaseta dobosha. Mighty God, Father, in the name of Jesus, you can have our hearts this morning. You can have our hearts this morning. Every person in the room, every person online, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will grab a hold of them. I pray, God, as we hunger and we thirst and we long for you, I pray, God, that you're going to fill your people this morning. Holy Spirit, just move through this room, move through this room, move through this room. Arake suraba shamande kando leda basaka. God, I pray we will live by your Spirit. We will be hungry for your Spirit. We will long for your Spirit. We will thirst for your Spirit. We will hunger for your Spirit. We will thirst for your Spirit. We will hunger for your Spirit. Let there be hunger in this church. Let there be liberation. Let the channels of the Spirit be open. I pray your people will live a Spirit-filled life. A Spirit-led life in the name of Jesus. A life of truth. A life of truth is confirmed by the Holy Ghost. A life of truth is confirmed by the Holy Spirit. E kando rosha manda. E kasata rosha. E kando robo seka. E kanda remanda ke. E korobosha. Robo kosa. Remanda katebosa. E kando rosha. E katalabashima robobosa. Ah.